you're intruding into my private space.
I need you with me.
I need time to myself.
I need you with me.
Get out of my head.
Please be with me.
This is my time.
Alice, don't cut me out.
I refuse to be your other half.
This once. When have I ever...
I'm not listening.
You've gone away from me.
I refuse to feel guilty.
Bolstertau. Begama. Help. Please.
Famush mami pata. Get out of my head.
We present Jenny Funnell as Alice and Carolyn Backhouse as Belinda in Twin Reaction by Juliet Ace. Play 3, Double Trouble.
Okay, here's the last of the vodka. I've run out of tonic.
I've got plenty in my room. Why don't you come and join me? Or shall I fetch it? Nice and cosy in here.
Come home, Alice.
No, thanks. I want an early night.
Suits me.
On my own. Do you mind? I overdid it last night.
You say that again. I've never seen you so lit up. Good thing I was there to keep an eye on you.
Sure.
I could have done whatever I liked with you. You were out of it, Belinda. Well out of it.
I know. Look, I'm knackered, ready to drop. It's Monday tomorrow. I'm really grateful for last night. Steve says I was lucky I was with friends.
Wandering.
No. I'd like you to go now.
One drink and then I'll go.
I don't want to get heavy, Adrian.
Well, let's keep it sweet then. We're partners. We're getting it together at work. It's no big deal, you know. Everyone's at it.
I'm not.
Oh, don't give me that. Who's been egging me on? Buying me drinks, buttering me up. I thought we were looking after each other.
I'll buy you a beer tomorrow night. You've got my vodka. Now go. Piss off!
Temper, temper.
Oh.
I'm going, okay? I'm going.
Creep, creep, creep. You'll have to watch out for Glover Belinda. He reckons I'm coming on to him. Who does he think he is? I mean... Now, that is it. I'll go and see Newsom tomorrow. I'm not working with that creep again. I'd rather go back on traffic. He makes my skin crawl. I can't even bear the thought of him being here. The sooner we get our flat, the better. Are you listening to me, Alice? I need a shower, then bed. I need a drink. No drink. To cap it all, he's taken my last drop of vodka.
I know it's upsetting for you, Mrs. Devonshire. It's always a shock when it happens.
She's just a baby.
But she's not stupid. She knows not to talk to strangers, not to take shortcuts through the wreck.
Girls of her age and younger like to have secrets. Sometimes parents don't know the half of it.
We know that, but Sally never went anywhere without telling us. If she landed up in one of her maid's houses, she'd ring. If it was late, I'd fetch her home.
Nearly 9:30. She's been gone 4 hours. Sunday, she's always in by 5, 6 at the latest. To get her home, we're called on for Monday. They get a lot to do at weekends.
Coming up to GCSEs?
The year after next. She was 13 last week.
There'll be a WPC arriving soon. She'll wait with you until we get news.
But they are looking for her.
It's a bit soon for a full-scale search, but yes. They'll be keeping an eye on bus stops, stations... Are you sure you've tried all her friends?
She went out with her friend Rachel Pyle. They had a wander along the canal to the lock. They bought a skirt for Rachel, then they had a hot dog in the open market near the arches. Rachel left her by the roundhouse.
And then she would have come up the hill, turn right into Castledene Road and onto the estate.
Unless she changed her mind.
What are you getting at?
Maybe she went back to the lock to get something for herself.
I don't like her going there on her own. She could have been picked up by anybody. You're always telling her.
Perhaps she bumped into another friend of hers.
We've rang all our friends. No one's seen her today. I even rang my sister in Cambridge. She's Sally's favourite. Then I remembered she'd gone to her son's wedding in Canada.
We won't jump to conclusions. If you could sort out a couple of recent photos.
Yeah. Get the school one, love. So, tell me, Constable, how soon before anyone takes this seriously?
It is being taken seriously, Mr. Devonshire. There are routine procedures that we follow, lots of things to check out. Miss out on any one of them, we could be wasting a lot of precious time.
I know what I'd do. I'd be out there searching from the time I got the call to say she was missing.
We're doing...
You tell me you're doing your best, I won't believe you. Hundreds of kids Sally's age go missing every day. I know that. But you lot think you know all the answers. My daughter's different. Got it?
Jack's right. We're a close, loving family. Sally's not a runaway. She's got nothing to fear from her dad or me. If there was something wrong, she'd have said.
Let me go! You've done what you wanted! Now get out!
Don't give me that! You were begging for it!
Bastard! Get out of here!
You should have locked the door if you wanted to be on your own.
It's a women's shower block. Can't you read, you creep? Oh!
You are for it. Remember that. Let's do it in a shower, you said. You invited me. Remember, Belinda, we had a few drinks in my room. I've got the vodka bottle to prove it. Breathe one word of this. I'll do you. I'll stitch you up so tight, you'll be out on your ear. You've been asking for it. Ever since you got here.
The door was locked. I made sure of that. I wasn't asking for it. Oh, God, I wasn't. Alice, believe me. I can't bear him. This has been in here, in the shower. Sliding all over my body, making me filthy. Oh, God. I'm so dirty. I can't bear it. I certainly can't bear it. Scrub. Scrub it all off. Alice. He raped me. Alice, he raped me. I'm never going to get him off my body. Even though I'm scrubbing myself with soap and hot water, I'm never going to be clean. I did lock the door. I was drunk last night. We all were. I was never with him on my own. You know that. You know I can't bear him near me. Alice, you know I'm telling the truth. Scrape him off me. Hot. Hotter. Bath. Must get into a bath. Come home, Alice. Please come home. Adrian Glover raped me.
Hiya. Had a nice weekend?
So-so. Have you seen Belinda?
Not since dinner. We all ate in. She was so knackered after last night. She said she was going to bed early.
She's not in her room.
Maybe she had a second wind. Glover was trying to persuade her to go out for a drink.
You're not going to believe this. I cut short my break for Belinda. Don't ask me why. I had this sensation, like she was in trouble. I've never been wrong before.
We overdid it last night. A gang of us went to a party in Finsbury Park. Maybe you're just sharing her hangover.
Oh, wait till I see her. Sorry to disturb you, Steve.
Alice? Is that you?
There she is. Bea?
Bea, love? What's up? I knew there was something wrong.
Cry it all out. It's the best thing. Let it all go. That's right. Oh, Belinda, I knew there was something wrong. I wasn't sure at first. Phil was getting on my nerves. I thought maybe I was using you as an excuse. You know what I mean? I was fed up with him, and I thought I could say you needed me. I tried to push you out of my head, but it was no good. In the end, we had a blazing row, and I walked out on him. On the train, I couldn't work out if I was feeling relief or worry. By the time I got to Waterloo, I knew it was you. I came as fast as I could.
I know.
But I was too late, wasn't I?
It's my own stupid fault.
It's Glover, isn't it? Take it easy. He's really hurt you. Did he?
No. He raped me, Alice. The bastard forced me.
You haven't reported it, have you? I'd better do that.
No.
Come on. You're my twin, remember, and you're also a policewoman.
Oh, don't lecture me. I know what I am. Who I am. I've got to think this through.
Anyone looking at you can see what you've been through. You can't let him get away with this. It's got to be now.
Well, I'm still a pathetic-looking wimp.
Who is it?
Steve, are you okay?
Shall I...
I don't mind, Steve.
Come in.
What's been going on?
Glover.
Oh, you're not serious. Have you reported it? Do you want me to...
Not yet.
I want to talk about it first, please.
There shouldn't be a delay.
I think Belinda needs to sort out what really happened.
Sure. Oh, we should have seen this coming. Sorry. I just want to nail him.
I want to tell it absolutely straight, in order. Just the facts for now, anyway.
That's okay.
You're right. Glover will say I was coming on for him. That's because I've been trying to keep him sweet.
He is such a slime bag.
You know as well as I do that Newsom reckons him.
And Glover plays on that. Runs to him with little tails.
He's also a sucker for attention and flattery. I'm willing to concede that I've got a bit over the top. Buying him a beer. Telling him how clever he is. But God forgive me.
It's called trying to make the best of a rotten situation.
I have never given him any encouragement. Never allowed myself to touch him, even.
He tried it on with me. He made out it was in the line of duty.
On Saturday night, I had too much to drink. I almost passed out. Glover said he looked after me.
He did, but so did I. I wasn't going to let him anywhere near you. We brought you back here, took you to your door, guided your key into the lock, and shoved you inside.
Corroboration. That's a good start, isn't it?
Tonight, he came to my room to see if I had any vodka. He said he'd run out of cash and didn't fancy going up to the hole in the wall. I gave him my bottle. He invited me to his room to drink it with him. I refused. He was insistent. So I swore at him. He eventually left. I decided to have a shower and then an early night. I locked the door of the shower room ever since he burst in on us the other week. I made sure of it.
We can check the door.
I was washing my hair. I had soap in my eyes. He was there. Naked. And I tried to fight him off. To begin with, I didn't know who it was. Not till he started talking to me. telling me I wanted it.
I'll swing for him.
I need him in the pools and he left. I felt so dirty. So dirty. I couldn't bear. You're not going to believe me. I got into a steaming hot bath and scrubbed as much of me as is humanly possible.
You didn't.
I couldn't stop.
The sooner you see someone...
He was so clever. Let's clean up the mess as we go, shall we? No evidence. Running water, hard, shiny tiles.
Your word against his.
Even if there is the tiniest trace of him, he'll deny it. Everyone knows what goes on in section houses. Like he says, no one will believe me.
We can back you up.
Not good enough. I know I'm wrong. I can't go through with it. Knowing he's almost certainly going to get away with it.
If he knows that, he'll do it again. Can you bear to have that on your conscience?
Don't talk to me about conscience or duty or any other self-righteous crap. You weren't there. You... Will you walk me to my room, Steve? I'm tired.
Bea, I'm sorry.
I know.
Why don't we bring your mattress in here? Just for tonight.
No. He won't dare come near me so soon. I've got to be alone. You understand, don't you?
You're on your own, but you're not.
I'm on my own. But she's here too.
Your anchor.
My safety valve.
Together.
And separate.
Just a minute.
Oh, it's you.
Belinda?
Belinda's off sick.
Oh. Still hungover, is she?
Don't know. She mumbled something about a tubby bug.
You'll have to manage without her.
It looks like it. I hope it's nothing serious. Tell her I'll look in on her tonight.
Just you try, sweetheart.
See how cool he is. I hope we're doing the right thing, Alice.
Of course not. She might come round, but until she does, we've got to go along with her. She's seeing a private doctor this morning.
That's something, I suppose. I want to kill him.
Me too. He'd worked it all out. That's what I can't get over. He was totally naked, not even shoes. So there's no evidence to get rid of. It's unbelievable.
We'll get him. We will get him, Alice.
Come on, there's work to do. Do you want to drive or shall I?
I'll drive. You read out the notes on the missing girl. What's her name again?
Sally Devonshire, 13 years old, only child.
Running out of clean cups.
Does it matter?
I'll wash up if you like. Oh, no, I want to keep busy. It's driving me mad sitting here watching the clock and the telephone and those stupid orange flames and the radiator.
Why don't you lie down for half an hour or so, both of you?
I'm not shifting from here till I get some news.
Can I get you anything? A sandwich? A cold drink?
No, not for me, thanks.
No. You're going to need tranquilizers. I can see it coming.
She's bearing up very well.
How would you know? Love a young girl like you. How old are you?
21.
They send a kid to keep us quiet. If they don't find Sally soon, my wife will crack up and so will I.
Would you like me to ring your doctor?
What I'd like is an assurance that your mob are pulling all the stops out.
Oh, that's probably CID.
Oh, come through.
We're in here. So, what's been happening, eh? Anyone seen her?
Well, there are possible sightings around the lock. It's a question of time, though. Oh, hi, Bella.
Surely people don't forget what time of day it is.
I'm afraid they do when it's the weekend.
Mr. and Mrs. Devonshire, this is D.C. Cox and...
D.C. Jones.
Sorry, I'm new. Right, I'd better get back to the station. Is that OK?
That's fine. I'll see you out.
I hope the next time we meet, Sally will be tucked up in bed safe and sound.
I hope so. Thanks, love.
Bye, then.
Back in a sec.
Are you two going to be asking the same questions?
I don't know.
We don't mind how many times we answer the same questions if it helps to bring her back. Jack's very tired, that's all.
I'll bring you up to date as far as I can.
I'm worried. Right?
You must both be sick with worry. I know I'd be. All the main railway stations have been alerted. All the hostels and agencies dealing with homeless and underage children. Hospitals. Detectives are combing the usual, like Piccadilly, Covent Garden, the Trocadero, amusement arcades.
Waste of time. Sally doesn't go in for all that cheapskate stuff.
Did they go over to the allotments?
Nothing there, I'm afraid. Here's the key to your shed, Mr. Devonshire. They had a good look round and in all the other sheds.
She used to go there a lot at one time, didn't she, Jack?
They're also at her school, asking her friends if they saw her, or know any reason why she might have run away.
She's been abducted, I know it.
It's a possibility.
She'd have shouted her head off, fought them off. Someone would have heard her, seen her.
How are we doing?
Not very well, as far as I can see.
Our next call. But we want to hear what you think of Rachel, as a friend.
Well, a bit thick, but nice enough.
They've been close since they started middle school. She's got more go than Sally.
In what way?
Well, Sally'd say, let's play on the computer. And that'd be up in her room. But more often than not, Rachel would want to go out shopping or to the youth club or something.
Rachel gets more pocket money than's good for a kid of her age.
But you never thought she was leading Sally astray?
Oh, not Sally. She's got her head screwed on as that one.
When she left Rachel at Chalk Farm, it seems she went back towards the lock. Most people had long gone before we knew she was missing. But the landlord of the Blueberry Arms thinks he spotted her at about 7 when he was opening up. A council road sweeper saw her near the entrance to the market. A dosser thinks he saw someone in a multicoloured jacket walking along the canal. He was leaning over the bridge in Kentish Town Road. That was about 8 o'clock, he thinks.
You can't rely on a deadbeat. They don't know what week it is, let alone the time of day.
Do you mind if we have a look at Sally's bedroom?
You won't find anything there. She's like me, chucks out stuff she doesn't need anymore. Methodical. Neat.
It might help, though.
I'll take you up. You're welcome to look at everything. You know, diary, school books, clothes. But Jack's right. I don't think you'll find anything out about her. She's a very private sort of girl.
Don't be so greedy. It's plenty for all.
Oh, it is you. I don't understand. I thought you were going to see Rachel Pearl after the Devonshires.
You've got me mixed up with my sister. I don't know you.
Oh, I'd heard they were identical twins. I didn't realise. I'm new, you see. WPC Bella Fry. I was with the parents all night.
Who?
The missing girl? Well, you obviously don't know what I'm talking about. I suppose you get really fed up with... You look a bit fraught. Are you okay?
I will be if I can get a bit of quiet. And some privacy.
Oh, look, I'm sorry. I'll leave you in peace.
Don't tell anyone you saw me. I'm supposed to be off sick.
Sure. You're very pale. Sun will do you good.
Will it? Something's got to do me good, or I'll go under. What am I going to do? If I make a complaint, they'll close ranks. I'll be ostracised. No matter where I go, they'll know that I was the one that didn't play the game. Bloody doctor. What does he know about the way I am? How does he know I'll feel better in a week or two? This is my body. It has been assaulted. The bruises and the swelling and the pain will go, sure. But the experience is etched indelibly on my brain. Take that away if you can. Did you see how badly my emotions have been bruised? Why is it that today, every sensation is dull? Come on, Doctor. How will you cure the black cloud?
What do you expect to find in her computer?
Nothing. I mean, look around. Are there any clues at all? Anything to say what sort of girl Sally is?
It's as if she doesn't really exist. Weird. Her diary is all school, orthodontist and birthdays. Mum's birthday, Dad's, Rachel's, Gran's, Auntie Peg.
Nothing on her exercise books. A non-doodler. No scraps of paper with Sally loves Harry or... It's mainly games and homework here.
Do you think she knew she was going?
You mean she did a clean sweep
before? Or maybe she didn't. Perhaps someone else did before they contacted us.
What's this? Scream, a novel by Sally Devonshire.
Well, you're leaving everything...
Hi! We're nearly finished.
Got nothing better to do than mess about with a computer.
We thought maybe Sally...
There might be a message, but there's nothing. I'll switch it off. I think we've seen all we want. Right, Steve?
You'd be better off looking elsewhere, I think. I always knew the police were slow off the mark with you two. I could do better myself with a couple of mates and a dog.
We need to know as much as we can about Sally. See how her mind ticks, then look at the options.
In the meantime, she could be locked up somewhere, starving to death for all you care.
Jack, please don't. They're doing their best.
It's okay, Mrs. Devonshire. We're just going anyway. Picnic lunch.
You didn't have to.
I want to know what happened at the doctor's. Do you want tuna and cucumber or cheddar and salad?
I can't face food.
Fair enough. We'll let you off the hook if you promise to come out with us tonight.
We'll see. The doctor examined me. The nurse and a second doctor witnessed everything. Not very pleasant.
But necessary.
He took a swab for analysis. He doesn't know how successful it'll be. But there is evidence of bruising. And the rest.
So what happens now?
She goes straight to Newsome.
No way.
I know it's hard.
No, I can't do it. He'll smarm his way out of it. Adrian Glover knows exactly how far he can go.
Not if I've got anything to do with it.
No. I want to talk about something else. Please? Tell me about this missing girl.
News travels fast.
I met a new plonk on the towpath, searching for clues.
A bit keen, isn't she? That'll be Bella Fry. And she was up all night with the girl's parents.
We've been talking to them. And a school friend called Rachel Pyle.
It's a strange case. The parents know her as the perfect child who wouldn't put a foot wrong. Her friend Rachel was monosyllabic.
Almost afraid of slipping up somewhere in her account.
And her room, Sally Devonshire's, I mean, looked as if it could belong to a Cindy doll. White, fitted furniture with gold bits.
So, what are they keeping back?
Good question. I slipped this disc into my pocket. It's Sally's novel.
How old is she?
13.
Writing a novel already?
It's the only thing that's out of the ordinary about her. And I don't think her parents knew about it.
Her dad thought that Alice was playing a computer game. Bawled us out for incompetence.
What about thingy? WPC Fry?
I had a quick word outside the house. She said Mrs. Devonshire seemed as straight as a die. She wasn't so sure about Mr. Devonshire. It was as if he wasn't that surprised. Kept worrying about trivial things.
I want to talk to Rachel again, without her mum hovering. She'll be at school this afternoon.
Good idea.
Can I borrow your computer, Steve? I could take a look at the novel.
Are you sure?
Well, I've got to do something to take my mind off. I want to. Okay?
Now, Rachel, you mustn't mind us asking to see you again, right?
It's just that we've drawn a blank. And mums and dads tend to butt in, don't they? Have a go at you afterwards for things you didn't want them to know about.
Whatever you say in here is between us. No one will know about it. That's a promise.
She's not a tart or anything like that. Some of the girls are. Even the first years.
You're both too smart for that.
Sally is. She gets her grades and everything.
I was a plonker when I was 13.
I'm not stupid. I don't work as hard as she does, that's all.
Has she got a boyfriend?
No.
How about you?
Yeah, I see him Friday night. Tell my mum I'm with Sally.
But she doesn't do the same?
I don't know. She covers for me. My mum believes everything Sally says. She even took me...
Where did Sally take you?
She took me down to the family planning clinic to get me fixed up. I don't do it, though. Sally said, just in case.
She's a good friend, then.
I didn't ask her to. She always thinks she knows everything.
Takes after her dad.
She can't stand him. You should hear her mouthing off.
Does she like her mum?
She thinks her mum gives in all the time. To her dad and to Sally.
In what way?
She makes her mum give her extra money every week. Her dad doesn't know.
They think you get more pocket money than Sally.
She's rolling in it. She doesn't buy clothes like I do. And she makes money doing maths homework for people. I reckon she's got at least £300 her mum and dad don't know anything about.
Was she saving up for something special?
Another computer, perhaps. Sally's mad about computers.
Do you like Sally?
She's okay.
You don't sound that keen.
She doesn't tell me anything.
Like what?
She knows what I do every minute of the day. I tell her every single thing I do.
So she doesn't confide in you?
She could really land me in it if she wanted to.
She's never threatened you, has she? Or said, if you don't do what I ask, I'll tell.
No. I just get... Sometimes I think she will.
You feel she's got a hold on you, but you can't quite put your finger on it. I've met people like that.
Me too.
The secret is to keep asking her questions. I'll tell you if you tell me, sort of thing.
Do you think she's been kidnapped?
We don't know, Rachel.
I quite like her.
I'm sure you do. You've got to learn to be a bit more assertive, that's all.
Control to Y Delta 1.
Receiving.
Steve, Newsom wants a word. Get back here ASAP. Let DC Jones continue questioning in the school on her own.
Will do. Gotta go. I'll keep you posted.
Call it a hunch. We're supposed to be good at hunches, aren't we?
D.C. Harmer-Jones really isn't fit to be working, Gov.
I don't suppose she is. It's not some sort of bug, though. I'm right, aren't I?
She's not skiving.
I agree. The pair of them are so keen, they'd crawl in, even if they were dying. You're not helping me, Cox.
She was seeing the doctor this morning. I don't know why you're asking me, sir.
You get to know when you're being fobbed off. You also know when someone drops little clues to steer you off course.
You've lost me.
There's you, telling me as little as you can. There's someone else overdoing it. Telling me stuff I shouldn't really be interested in. Covering his back. Quite clever, not too much. But not clever enough.
I can't help you, sir.
If I say so, you'll tell me everything you know.
It's personal, and I've promised not to talk about...
You're not in kindergarten, Cox. If my staff are off sick, I want to know why. There's a 13-year-old girl missing, and I'm a detective short. Am I getting through to you? Now, tell me my Glover is so keen to tell me that his partner is a bit of a goer, as he puts it. That she wraps him round her little finger, that they're a great team, and a lot else that I can't quite remember but makes me feel uneasy. Tell me.
There was a serious assault in the female shower room.
How serious are we talking? If you're telling me that Glover attempted rape last night and no one's reported...
No, sir. Not attempted. Succeeded.
I'm not hearing this. Until this morning...
We tried to persuade her to make a complaint. She refused.
Oh, she's too feisty. It doesn't make sense. And it's obvious she hasn't got much time for Glover.
She still thinks the odds are stacked against her, sir.
That's for a judge and jury to decide.
Oh, you know what happens. Make a complaint, especially if you're a woman. They either put you down or ostracize you.
Not in my nick, they don't. I want to see her first thing.
If she hears I've been talking, she's going to lose trust in me. The decision has got to come from her. I think when she's got over the shock, she'll change her mind.
In the meantime, one of my men's on the loose. If it's all true, he's a bloody menace. You'll watch him every minute of the day and night.
Sir.
If he puts a foot wrong, I want to know about it.
Sir.
I thought you'd be here. How are you feeling now?
Better outside than in. I mean... out here. Every footstep outside my room and I think... Alice. I feel awful. In a quandary. Trouble is, I haven't got the energy to fight. I'm okay as long as I'm not going to be challenged.
Fine.
I think my body's telling me to close in on myself.
That's what I think. I'm with you.
Thanks.
Why not go to the cottage for a few days?
I'm not running away from that creep. face him tonight.
You're kidding.
What I mean is, I'm going into the canteen as if he hasn't harmed me at all.
Too soon.
No way. I want him to think it's all okay. That it was a bit of horseplay.
And if he comes back for more?
No, it's much too dangerous. I'll be ready for him this time.
And he'll just tell everyone how you liked it so much the first time you came back for more. No, Belinda.
It's the only hope I have of nailing him. I have to wait. But it's got to be done.
I thought you said you were closing in.
Oh, I can't go to Newsome. Can't face authority yet. But the anger inside me's building.
And it's all focused on Glover.
Yes.
I'll help you.
No.
I'll help you, so will Steve. Otherwise, there's no way we'll let Glover anywhere near. I mean it, Belinda.
Okay. I started reading Sally Devonshire's novel. Printed it up.
There's quite a lot of it. So, what's she into?
It's hard to say. It's not true romance or sci-fi, not even schoolgirl adventure. Well, not so far. I get the feeling it's a thinly disguised autobiography.
It could be very helpful.
Not if it's all wishful thinking.
Sally Devonshire with different parents, you mean?
Different friends. Certainly a different environment. The heroine lives in Calais.
Hi. All right if I join you?
Oh, sure. You two have met, I gather.
Oh, sorry about that. You really are alike. It's uncanny.
Shouldn't you still be sleeping?
I'm useless on nights. I can't hack it at all. I have to make up for it on my days off.
You'll get used to it. Belinda started reading a story by Sally.
Yeah? She's very bright by all accounts.
And very secretive. And according to Rachel Pyle, manipulative.
In the story, she writes about a French girl who longs to live in Britain to be near her pen friend.
That's a bit obvious.
But helpful, maybe.
She's good at languages, French and German.
Perhaps she's creating a new generation of teenage Europeans. Well, keep reading.
I think I'll be sent back to the Devonshires tonight. Is there anything you want me to look out for?
Well, try and get them separately, especially Mrs. Devonshire. See if you can get her to talk about her secrets and things she knew about Sally that she never let on to Mr. Devonshire.
Right. Lovely. I might have a wander up on the estate before I go to the Nick. I'm sure there's something staring us in the face. Yep. That's what I'll do. See ya.
Were we as keen as that?
You know we were.
Where's Steve?
Newsome wanted to see him. Don't ask why, I don't know. B, answer me truthfully. Do you think I let you down last night?
You weren't here. How could you?
I felt uneasy all day.
We can't expect to be responsible for each other.
I still think
I should... Stop! Guilt trips are not what we're about, okay? Villagil.
See, you've a pickle fix. Ishma Ikma.
If you have a
problem, I'm here. Okay.
Is that you, Jack?
Who else has got a key? Of course it's me.
I'll have to put your dinner back in the microwave. I thought you were only going to be gone for a short while.
I had a bit of a walk up to the Ethan back. There's a lot to think about.
I don't like being here on my own. Suppose the phone rings. Suppose there's news and you're not here.
Just calm down, Janine. I'm back and there's no news.
And that police woman hasn't shown up either. PC Dobson waited as long as he could.
She'll be in a minute. Has there been no news at all?
PC Dobson reckon they'd start dragging the canal and the pond. Oh, I can't bear it, Jack. Sally wouldn't do this to us. I think she's dead. I know she's dead.
Don't say that, please. We're going to need all our strength, love. Oh, marvellous, isn't it? Not a sign of that, WPC. I'll ring the station. Give them what for.
You've got to eat something.
Oh, I can't.
You promised. Look out. He's coming.
Oh. Mind if I join you?
Use yourself.
You're late in, Glover.
Busy day. Some of us take our work seriously. I gather you've been off sick, Belinda.
Right.
But you're okay now.
Fine.
Well, that's all right, isn't
it? He is so cool. Keep it up, B.
Pass the bread, please.
Sure.
So you'll be back tomorrow?
I expect so.
Oh, shame, really. I was going to ask if I could team up with that new girl for a day or two.
You mean Bella?
That's the one. She's quite tasty. No offence, Belinda.
You like to ring the changes, then?
No harm in that, is there?
Feel free.
So much for loyalty.
Oh, lighten up. I didn't mean that.
We know what you mean. Can we talk about something more stimulating? Like the weather?
What's with the sarcasm?
You lot. There's an alert. Bella Fry is missing. She should have turned up at the Devonshires at 5:30, but there's no sign.
We saw her this afternoon. She was on her way then.
No, she said she was going to take another look round the estate.
Oh, that's right.
Newsom's worried. He's got a couple of patrol cars out looking, but with the Devonshire girl gone as well, he thinks...
I'll join in.
We'll all help.
A bit soon, isn't it?
No way. If there's a maniac on the loose...
She's a keen girl. She'd have been on time for her shift.
Weren't you talking to her this morning, Glover?
So? What's she talking to me for? I don't know where she is.
Oh, come on. We're wasting time.
I met her round about here. She was retracing Sally's steps according to the various sightings.
It's not very nice at night.
Especially in the tunnels. God, I hope she's okay.
I think we should be up on the estate.
They're already there, searching inch by inch.
Maybe we should go back to the lock, do a tour of the pubs and clubs.
Or the hostels on Arlington Road.
Belinda, can I have a word?
Ignore him.
No. No, I'll talk to him.
It's too soon, Belinda.
Don't stop me. Wait there.
We're watching. If he makes a move, we're in there, right?
What's going on?
We don't trust Glover with Belinda.
I don't trust Glover with anyone.
Keep calm. Villagil. Simple words. No hint of fear now. Slow down. Think.
What's with that lot? They're watching.
Waiting.
You've been talking about me.
Everybody talks about you.
Last night.
I don't want to talk about it.
It was okay, wasn't it? I might have forced the pace a bit, but it was good, yeah? I mean, if you thought I'd gone over the top a bit, you'd have reported it. But you didn't.
So?
Oh, I'm saying, it was obvious you wanted it as much as me, yeah? The element of surprise.
Well, I don't want to talk about it.
Come on.
Don't you know the difference between yes and no?
Oh, don't give me that.
I'm asking you.
It's a bit of a grey area, isn't it?
Not to me.
Women like a man to be macho.
You call what happened macho.
I can be gentle when I want.
Oh, get away.
Very gentle. You wait.
No.
I fancied you at a moment.
But I'd rather you left me alone.
I didn't mean what I said about the new girl.
Why, isn't she the lucky one? Except she's missing. Or had you forgotten?
Belinda! You got it all wrong. I think we got something going.
Are you all right? You look petrified. What did he say?
We'll catch you up.
Sure.
Oh, don't leave me alone with him. I'm scared. More scared than I've ever been.
What did he say?
He doesn't see it, Alice. He thinks what he did is normal.
Egotistical pig.
I didn't challenge him. I should have. I couldn't. Yet he did say...
What did he say? Oh, come on, tell me what he said. It's important.
He said you didn't report me, so it must have been all right.
He's trying it on.
He'll plead ignorance, innocence, complicity. Oh, don't leave me, Alice.
We'll get him.
He talked about grey areas.
Very clever.
I can see the judge nodding in agreement.
So can I.
You can understand at last why I can't report him.
Yes.
Oh, I hate him.
I hate him. You need a rest from yourself. When we get back to the section house, we're going to swap rooms, clothes, names...
What about Newsom?
Who cares about Newsom?
It should be easy to be you.
I can be you.
Will you show my fear?
I'll show your anger.
Can you feel my pain?
I feel your pain, but not the cause of it.
It's not easy to be you.
It's impossible to be you.
But your clothes all fit.
And so do yours.
Jack shouldn't be long.
That's okay. It's you I wanted to see.
He's been going out quite a lot, searching for her. Doing his bit, he says.
We're doing everything we can, Mrs. Devonshire.
He doesn't think so. You wanted to talk to me?
I just thought... You know what men are like sometimes. They interrupt.
Oh, he means well.
There may be little things you keep from him. You and Sally. Anything. It'll all help.
Well, they do spend a lot of time together.
Do you mind?
Oh, I don't, but... Sally, well, when it gets her down.
In any particular way?
He's just there all the time, wanting to know everything. Well, it's good in a way. We don't want secrets, but it was like... Well, he does it to me.
What does he do to you?
Well, what you're doing. Asking questions. Finding out. Reading my letters. Stupid letters from my sister, even. He even checks my accounts. For the house, you know, and that.
You could stop him, couldn't you?
Oh, he wouldn't stand for it. Like I say to Sally, do what he says. Anything for a quiet life.
Does he help her with her schoolwork?
Oh, she's too clever for him now. He still checks it, but he doesn't understand it. I can tell.
So neither of you get any privacy?
Not much. You get used to it. You get round it. I give Sally a bit of extra pocket money. I do that from her bargains. Now, Sally has a life at school and with Rachel on a Sunday. She can get lost in a computer.
Does Mr. Devonshire understand the computer?
Oh, no. He hates it. Shuts him out.
Do you think he could harm her in any way?
Oh, he loves her. He idolises her.
How about you? How do you feel about him?
Defeated. Too late for me. Stuck in a groove.
And Sally?
I want the best for her. If I knew she was safe and happy, I... Oh, no, that's a terrible thing to say.
Go on.
I think she'd be better off. You must think I don't care.
I think you love her.
When Françoise arrived back in Calais, her mother couldn't wait to unpack her case. She searched all the pockets of her dirty clothes before piling them into the washing machine.
Just looking for tissues and coins, she said. But Françoise knew she was checking up on her, suspicious of her time away from home. In bed that night, she wished she was back in England with Ellen and her family. She was happy there and free to come and go as she pleased. One day, she thought, I'll have saved enough money to leave home.
And then I'll be able to live my own life, free as a bird. So where are you, Sally?
Just a minute. Oh.
Can I come in a minute, Belinda?
I'm not sure it's a good idea.
A minute, that's all.
Let me turn this down first. Good. He thinks I'm Belinda. Press pause. Let's hear what you have to say. Okay, Adrian. You'd better be quick, though. It's been a hard day.
You look better than you did earlier.
No thanks to you.
Oh, don't start on about last night. I want to make it up to you.
In what way?
I'd like to take you out for a meal. Go to a club after.
Buy me off, you mean?
I like you, Belinda. I can feel the chemistry between us.
Can you?
When you struggled, it's because you like to be the one that dominates. But you couldn't help yourself.
What century do you live in?
It's obvious. You want me as much as... You like to be boss, that's all.
Do I?
Like now. You like this. But you won't admit it.
Let me go.
You see? You want to be in charge. But I won't let you.
Let me go, or I'll scream.
They're all out. I checked.
You're hurting me.
Well, stop struggling then.
No. Do you hear me? No.
Words. Yes. No. What's the difference?
Rape!
Oh. I heard you cry out.
Come in, Steve.
What do you want?
He was assaulting me.
She's lying. I didn't lay a finger on her.
Look at her. She's terrified.
What would you know?
He had my arms pinned behind my back and he was using a lot of force. If you hadn't come in,
you haven't got anything on me. And you know it. I'm out of here. She's hysterical.
Totally off her stride! Are you really okay?
Yes. I just wanted to get as much as I could on tape.
He could have hurt you.
Oh, not with you outside. Thanks, Steve. He'll call it entrapment.
Newsom won't buy that sort of garbage, Belinda.
Even Steve's forgotten who I am. We'll go and see him first thing.
Hello? Hello?
What are you doing here? What? If I undo your gag, will you promise not to scream? So who are you?
Are you Sally?
I want to know who you are.
You're Sally. Even in this light, I can tell.
Who tied you up?
Your dad.
I don't believe you. Who are you?
My name's Bella Fry.
Why would my dad tie you up?
Oh, I'm so stiff. Can you untie me, please?
I don't know.
If you tell me all about you, I'll tell you all about me.
Why should I?
Okay.
I could just leave you here.
True. Before you go, though, there's no harm in telling me where you've been.
None of your business. Anyway, I'm on my way home. I came here because I wanted a quiet place to think.
Oh, it's quiet, all right. Let me go and I'll leave you in peace.
No. Why did Dad tie you up?
Because he's upset and angry.
Because of me?
He thinks the police aren't doing enough to try and find you.
So stupid. He always interferes.
He thought if he tied me up, the police would step up the search. Two missing people is better than one.
They'll lock him up.
I expect they will. Especially as I'm a policewoman.
No.
Don't you think you better tell me where you've been?
Cambridge.
On your own?
I stayed in my Auntie Peg's house. She's in Canada. I thought I'd wait until she got back. But I got scared.
How did you get in?
I know where she hides the key.
But why?
I can't stand it anymore at home. Auntie Peg lets me do things without asking questions. All those stupid questions.
They're worried sick.
Dad's... He won't leave me alone. He kind of puts me up on a pedestal.
Couldn't you talk to him?
You don't know my dad.
Well, I'm beginning to get to know him. He's not that stupid, you know. They'd already searched the allotment before he brought me here. Look. Couldn't you just untie me? Please?
I suppose so.
I'll come home with you if you like.
I haven't made up my mind.
To be honest, Sally, I don't think you've got much choice.
Did you see this? Missing girl wants divorce from parents.
And this. Worried Dad teaches old Bill a lesson.
Will you get done, sir?
You bet your sweet life. Now, which one are you?
D.C. Jones, sir.
It's you then, Belinda. You're the one I want to talk to.
I'd like Alice here, too, if you don't mind.
If you insist. I want to say I'm disgusted that one of my officers... It's not on. Unbelievable.
At least he's been charged, sir.
And suspended, pending the outcome of the trial. There's too many witnesses and complaints for me to doubt your account.
And the tape, sir. When we played it back to him, it stopped him in his tracks.
For good and all, I hope. Apparently, he's on the point of resigning.
I worry about taking the law into your own hands. It's understandable, but you'll have to be careful. A good lawyer could sort you out. Get Glover off the hook.
It was an accident, sir. As I was turning the music off, I switched the recorder on by mistake.
Which twin are you again?
Damn and blast it. Me and my big mouth. I can't remember, sir.
Nor can I, sir.
We'd better let it go then, hadn't we?
In Double Trouble, episode 3 of Twin Reaction by Juliet Ace, Alice was played by Jenny Funnell and Belinda by Carolyn Backhouse. Newsome was Eric Allen, Glover, Cornelius Garrett, Cox, Lindsay Mack, Dobson, Ian Sanders, and Bella, Sue Broomfield. Mr. Devonshire was William Edel, Mrs. Devonshire, Sonny Ormond, Sally, Linda Regan, and Rachel, Joanne Mitchell. Twin Reaction was directed at Pebble Mill by Sean McLaughlin.